Here we go. Again, putting the spotlight all month long on DeVos Performance Hall. And rightly so, turning 40 years old and certainly a warehouse, a place for the arts to convene. As we move into a new normal, we'll stay with the glass half full. We celebrate with the feature, Talking to the Movers and Shakers.
I've been an usher at DeVos Performance Hall for many years and so many great memories. It's so fantastic to see people come from not just Michigan, but Ohio and Indiana and Illinois to experience theater for the first time, or to see a young child go to watch the Nutcracker through the Grand Rapids Ballet. Everyone just has such great experiences walking in to DeVos Performance Hall and just being part of the experience.
Happy birthday, DeVos Performance Hall, a celebration of 40 years young. On October 14th, 1980, the community took their seats as part of the firsts of many, experiencing that night talents from the West Michigan Opera Company, the Grand Rapids Civic Ballet, and the Grand Rapids Symphony Orchestra. Today, we still see the opera, the ballet, hear the symphony, and a bit of Broadway, Grand Rapids, Laugh Fest, and, well, the rest is history. The morning show takes you to the storytellers, instrumental in bringing arts to the community of West Michigan. President of the Grand Rapids Symphony, Mary Tuke.
The symphony previously performed in a venue called the Welsh Auditorium. Many longtime residents of Grand Rapids will remember that facility as a multi-use facility that was able to accommodate not only orchestra concerts and other concerts, but also athletics. And it was commonly used for basketball. So it was a large multi-use facility that really served the city well. But it was becoming apparent that for performing arts, and especially for an orchestra as a performance institution, it would be important to focus on the quality of acoustics. So for those who aren't as familiar with this part of the performance industry, I would give the example of what it's like to sing in your shower versus what it's like to sing in your bedroom that has lots of carpet. And there got to be a point where it was clear that the orchestra was having difficulty achieving the acoustical quality that was needed in Welsh Auditorium. And that's when the discussions began about a new performance hall that could really focus on the importance of sound quality and acoustic quality. The very first performance was in October of 1980. And it was a collaborative artistic performance with not only the Grand Rapids Symphony, but also the organization now known as Opera Grand Rapids, along with the ballet. So the concert that evening opened actually with a performance from the opera. The ballet danced, and then the symphony closed the concert in the second half with a couple of pieces as well. Which were just an incredible collaborative performance across the board for the community, because the community at that time had not seen those types of performances on the same program previously.
He played the Nutcracker's Drosselmeyer, the Grand Rapids Ballet, and their signature event, Errol Schumann.
There were not very many venues in Grand Rapids and many opportunities to perform anywhere in a theater type of a venue. So the ballet had started officially in 1971, and so for its first 9 years, it primarily performed at Godwin High School. That was the best place to perform. And the auditorium there has definite limitations, certainly compared to DeVos Hall, in size, in the way it looks, the size of the stage. There's little wing space, very little on either wing side or back side. There's not very much space to fly anything for things to be elevated. There's not a big place for an orchestra. So it was very, very limited in what it could do. But they did two performances a year at Godwin High School for their first 8-9 years. The dancers who had been in the ballet, at that time it was the Grand Rapids Civic Ballet, said it was moving into DeVos Hall was like moving into a real theater. after all these years of being in like a high school auditorium sort of thing. So they really, really were excited about it. So it affected the ballet in a lot of different ways, certainly by having much better technology, much better facilities to go on, everything from lighting and sound to the orchestra pit and so forth.
Opera Grand Rapids mixes both professional and local talents on stage, Executive Director Emily Servich.
Well, there's opera music, and then there's grand opera. And in order for us to produce grand opera, we need a tremendous amount of resources. So each grand opera takes 250 people to produce and is pretty expensive, and you need a huge venue to do it. So we couldn't perform grand opera as a company until DeVos Performance Hall was built. When that happened, it really launched our company into the next level in the opera world, and it's one of the main reasons why I think we've been able to achieve that status as one of the top mid-sized companies in North America. I think DeVos Hall has been one of those experiences where it's taken our local performing arts scene from great and regional to really something that's noteworthy on an international scale. I mean, we would not be able to have the symphony we have the opera company we have, were it not for a place like DeVos Hall that sort of fosters the ability for these local organizations to truly put on world-class productions. We've had a tremendous amount of talent. We've had thousands, but I think more than the big names that we've brought in, because, I mean, they're noteworthy, they're great, and we love having them, but I think the best thing we've been able to do is give people locally, who are the music teachers or their accountants and lawyers and people who have a great vocal talent and want to sing in our chorus or as Compromario, we've given them an opportunity to sing on a world-class stage alongside these people that they read about or they hear about or they watch online. And so I think that that's probably what we're so proud of with regard to what we do and why DeVos is important to us. It gives our local talent, our local singers, the opportunity to be on the same stage with these world-class artists.
My name is Robert Hooker. I was involved with the beginning of the symphony because I came to Calvin College and was fortunate enough to date a girl whose parents owned season tickets. So I got into the symphony free, which was nice, even though it was in Welsh Auditorium, which was more suitable for circuses or basketball games. It was a thrill to be able to hear symphonic music that was in the 50s. Hall was certainly important to Grand Rapids because it, without that you would never have been able to have a professional orchestra like we have now. Plus, it was also important, it took care of a bad area and put not only a performance hall, but it put a convention center. And then that led to the next thing was the arena. But there were people with funds, money, that stepped forward and were not only willing to give, but were willing to work so that others would give. And while there were 5,700 contributors, 4,500 of them gave $100 or less. The balance of that was, of course, by the rest of those people. But it was a thrill to go out and make calls to raise money for it when the people that were also working with you had the ability to give in the big numbers like the $500,000 and $100,000 amounts. The community was behind us, and a good demonstration of that is the week of the opening, there was a strike going on by the city employees. And we were concerned and worried that we wouldn't be able to open because we were afraid the musicians would not be able to pass the picket line, and therefore we wouldn't have the symphony able to play. But with the help of the committee and with the help of the mayor, Abe Drayson, we solved that, not solved the strike, but solved the problem with the great cooperation of the unions to say, of course, they can come in, and we will not be in the way for them to help make this joyous occasion of the dedication of the hall. It was the beginning of a lot of joyful things that happened here. It was just a relief from the tension of worrying that we couldn't do it because of the strike. And then there was the joy of hearing the orchestra for the first time in proper acoustics.
And Broadway, Grand Rapids, well known for the audience member experiencing Phantom, Les Mis, and Hamilton. Executive Director Mike Lloyd.
If you want to get the top national tours, you have to have a high-quality hall. And before 1988, Broadway was here once in a while on a tour in the old Welsh Auditorium, on a stage in a gymnasium, which never attracted very much. But the minute DeVos Hall opens, the top national tours want to come here. It's a beautiful hall. And the first show in DeVos Hall was South Pacific, starring Robert Goulet.
And we ask, take us down memory lane.
I remember Faye Dunaway as a particularly prickly star coming to town, and Lou Diamond Phillips, who addressed himself in the first person. I mean, he'd just say, Lou Diamond Phillips would say this. I mean, just that kind of thing. But it's been really special. I believe one of the neat things that I saw was one night when Cinderella was on stage, and I'm out in the lobby greeting all the customers coming in, and over in the corner I'm noticing a commotion, and here's a woman, a grown woman in a Cinderella costume. I go, what's this all about? And she's greeting the kids coming in, and it's her 18th birthday. And I talked to her mother, and her mother said all she wanted in life was to be Cinderella. So she did her greeting in the audience, and I moved her to the front row and got up on stage and said, tonight there's two Cinderellas. There's one up here on stage, and there's one down front. And the audience immediately stood up and gave her a standing ovation. It was really a special kind of moment, the kind of thing that makes Grand Rapids a neat place.
I asked a couple of our team members what their favorite memories were, and one responded, John Varneau, that he absolutely loves the more recent performances of movies that we have had here. Imagine what it's like to watch a Harry Potter movie with 2,400 of your other friends in the community, and what it's like to see the big screen and have the experience of the live orchestra on stage at the same time. But other memories that stand out are the Holiday Pops performances and the Nutcracker performances. The Nutcracker performances are a collaboration with a symphony and the ballet. And each and every year, we reach thousands and thousands of residents in the West Michigan community with those performances. So there are a lot of things that really stand out, but I think it's the ability to give back to the community that is truly the most memorable and impactful across the board.
The first opera that I saw in DeVos Hall was in 2018, and it was Mozart's The Magic Flute. And I had not yet become executive director of Opera Grand Rapids, and I was kind of considering, well, do I make this career change? Do I make this move? I sat here in DeVos Hall. I can actually point to the seat in the orchestra section where I sat, and I knew as I walked out of this building I was going to take this job.
One year my hair caught on fire. That was very interesting. It's a tradition in Nutcracker. This was in Nutcracker. It's a tradition for the Drosselmeyer character to come out of a clock. And in those days, the clock was a big grandfather's clock, and they had all kinds of pyrotechnics out of it. Well, I wore my real hair. I'd go for 6 months without a haircut so I could have lots and lots of hair, which meant in those days I had to spray it to make it white. It wasn't white by itself. And so it was full of hairspray. And the pyrotechnics people would say, don't come out of the clock until after the pyro goes off. So I was trained to do that. But in those days also, the pyrotechnics were not real reliable, so you never knew for sure if they were going to go off. So if it didn't go off, I knew the musical cue exactly when they were supposed to. I'd give it 2, 3, 4 counts, and then I'd come out. So this one night, I gave it 2 or 3 counts, I came out, and they went off, and my hair caught on fire.
The community, their most cherished memories.
I am a member of IOTC Local 26. We are the backstage labor at DeVos Place, at DeVos Hall. And my favorite memory happens down in the basement where no one goes, and it happens after the shows, where we do laundry. And we, my coworkers and I, are often visited by, let's call him a spirit.
My name is Julianne Rome with Gilda's Laugh Fest. One of my favorite of many DeVos Performance Hall memories has to be when Kathy Griffin was in Grand Rapids for Gilda's Laugh House. She was in on a Sunday, and on her way to the hall, she'd seen a billboard for the Cheese Lady, and all she could talk about was eating some of that delicious cheese. So our Laugh House team and the hall team worked together to essentially break in, not really, with permission, get a hold of the Cheese Lady and get a beautiful plate of cheese made up and delivered to the hall for Kathy, which she loved and raved about our hospitality at that beautiful venue all night.
My husband and I have season tickets to the Grand Rapids Symphony, and we've had those for many years, and so we've spent many hours listening to very inspiring music. And one thing that's been pretty consistent is that a dad and has season tickets in front of us, and he has brought his son to every performance, or his daughter. And it's been fun watching them grow up over the years. So it just reminds us that raising kids to be music lovers is so important.
My favorite performance at DeVos Performance Hall is Hamilton. That's got to be one of my favorites.
DeVos Performance Hall. Turning 40 years old, literally this week, literally this month. That was back in 1980, if you do the math. Thank you for those voices. You'll be witnessing some of the same conversation come next Thursday night, WGBU-TV, at 6 p.m. We're going to continue every day talking to those in the community about your favorite memories. So there you go, DeVosPerformanceHall.com.